Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Linear spiral never ending. Are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the...
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back.
Circling the Nexus.
Yeah, Nexus. That's the name of that song. It's a good one. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's by the way, that's in the double album Innocent Age album. If you're looking for that, I encourage you to do that too. By the way, thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Rick Maurer is our guest. Maurer. Put a .com on the end of his name, and you'll find him online. All of his books, all the great things he does, all the hard work and excellent work that he does to help people change, help them not just recognize or manage change, but to actually lead change. And that's kind of what we're talking about today. And as we work on these projects that are part of the building blocks of the next stage of our business, of our lives, Rick, let's put a celebration on this on our visit today. How do we wrap this puppy up?
How do we wrap it up? Why don't we review very quickly? I mean, there basically were two. Yeah, what a concept. I mean, there were two basic things we talked about that people need, kind of the recognition of, like, wow, we did that. And it can be a big deal, the champagne and that, or it could be just, hey, thanks, or look what we just did. It doesn't have to be big, but it can be. And the other is there's a functional reason for this paying attention to the end of projects so that you can learn from it, what worked, what didn't. So we know, we start to build a capacity so we handle future projects better and better and better.
I like that. And so, folks, this is what I want people to encourage people to think about is, are you missing these opportunities? We know you're doing projects. Rick, you can't stay in business if you aren't doing different projects, if you aren't working on different facets of your business. And you know, are you doing this? Are you missing opportunities? And if you are, and you know, you could be saying, "Well, you know what? We're successful. We stayed alive. We must be doing something right." And so Rick and I aren't casting any kind of judgment on that. We're just saying that could your organization? You've already done the work. Now, don't miss an opportunity to have the fun, which is the party, right, Rick?
Have the party, and if you're successful, as you're suggesting, that probably a lot of your listeners are.
If they're still alive, they're pretty. Even if things are tough, they still need to congratulate them. In fact, you know what? That's a good thing to think about, Rick. I've been saying this for a long time. If you survive the Great Recession, even if you're not exactly, you know, excited about how things are going right at this moment, you should stop for a moment and congratulate yourself. You should pop a little champagne and say, you know what? It's been almost 3 years since the really ugly stuff started, and I can still open my doors. That's something to celebrate, isn't it?
Yes, and I would add one thing to it. I think in addition to celebrating, say, how come? When others around us were failing, what was it that allowed us to stay? Because there may be some lessons in there. I mean, it may be by chance you happen to be the only dry cleaner within 82 miles, you know, but my hunch is there's probably some things that you were doing right that some others weren't. And if you can remember those, you know, it really might help you when, you know, if we don't come out of this dip or if we have another dip.
And because it's such a part of you, and because you probably didn't define the skills and the disciplines that have helped you survive, because you didn't define those, you think it's just regular stuff that everybody knows, and it might not be. Right?
Exactly right. And even if everybody knows it, it's how does it get applied in my unique organization?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got people out on trucks, you got people doing this and that. How come it worked? What are you doing? Like, it's one thing to reduce it to bullet points and say we communicated well. Okay, great. But what did you do? You know, and that's where the organization really can learn from its own successes and failures.
And we're not talking about being cheerleaders here. We're not talking about, you know, waving the pom-poms. We're talking celebrating critical mass, not just hopeful stuff. Aren't we? We're talking about accomplishments to celebrate.
Oh, yeah, I am. Well, accomplishments and failures, and I would take celebration out of failure, but it's acknowledging where are we. It's the after-action report concept.
What did we learn?
What did we learn?
Yeah, whether it was what did we learn from a failure, or what did we learn from a success? And you know what? Sometimes, incredibly, we fail to really land and spend time on the successes. That's what's surprising to me, is how often we don't do that.
Right.
Not just the failures.
Well, it is. Yeah. Part of it, you know, as we talked about earlier, we're really busy and there are a lot of reasons for it. But today would be a good day to take stock.
Absolutely. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, good being with you, Jim.
See you later. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end of his name and you'll find him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.